Welcome to cmmayo.podomatic.com. Today's podcast is part of my ongoing series of conversations with other writers. Most of these will be actual recorded interviews, but this first one in the series is my reading of an article I wrote for Inside Mexico in March 2009. A Traveler in Mexico, a Rendezvous with Writer Rosemary Sullivan. Coyoacán has become inextricably linked with painter Frida Kahlo, so what better place to rendezvous with poet, writer, and biographer of surrealists, Rosemary Sullivan? A professor of English at the University of Toronto, Sullivan has just alighted in Mexico City and would soon be on her way to meet with surrealist painter Leonora Carrington when we met over cappuccinos at the sun-drenched Café Mojeli to talk about her latest book. Villa Arabelle, World War II, Escape in a House in Marseille is a page-turner of a deeply researched history about the rescue of artists and intellectuals trapped as the Nazis closed in. This effort, promoted by the New York-based Emergency Rescue Committee and their agent in Marseille, Varian Fry, managed to save André Breton, Marc Chagall, and Max Ernst, among others, and found refuge for them in the United States. But some came to Mexico, including Russian novelist Victor Serge, his son Vladi, and most famously, surrealist painters Leonora Carrington and Remedios Varo, who today, along with Frida Kahlo, are among Mexico's most revered artists. For this reason, Villa Arabelle is a work important to the history of modern art in Mexico. But the book's connection to Mexico goes deeper. Villa Arabelle started here, Sullivan said. She explained that back in 1995, she came to Mexico City to write about the close friendship of three women artists, Leonora Carrington, Remedios Varo, and Canadian poet P.K. Page, also known as the painter Pat Irwin, which began in 1960 when Page, already the author of several books and a winner of Canada's prestigious Governor General's Award, arrived with her husband, Arthur Irwin, Canada's then ambassador to Mexico. Sullivan, just 2 years out of graduate school, met Page in Victoria in 1974, as Sullivan recalls in her essay, Three Travelers in Mexico. For me, PK is one of the searchers, ahead of the rest of us, throwing back clues. She encouraged me to believe I might become a writer. Varo died of a heart attack in 1963, but thanks to an introduction from Page, Sullivan met Carrington in Mexico City. English-born Leonora Carrington has a harrowing but triumphant story. She was living in France when the Germans invaded. Her lover, surrealist painter Max Ernst, was arrested, first as an enemy alien and then as an enemy of the Nazis. Leonora fled to Spain, where she had a mental collapse and was placed in an insane asylum, a searing experience she chronicled in The House of Fear, Notes from Down Below. Her family got her out, but believing they wanted to put her in another asylum in South Africa, Leonora escaped en route in Lisbon. Ernst miraculously reappeared, but the pair parted ways, Ernst heading to New York with Peggy Guggenheim, and Leonora to Mexico City after a marriage of convenience to Mexican diplomat poet Renato Leduc. Here, she eventually remarried, bore two sons, and produced an extraordinary body of work as a painter, sculptor, poet, and writer. Still active in her 90s, Leonora Carrington attended a February 12th event in her honor at Mexico City's Museo José Luis Cuevas. In 1995, Carrington showed Sullivan some of Varro's playfully dreamlike and delicately rendered paintings. Later, while reading Janet A. Kaplan's biography of Varro, Sullivan came upon the story of Varian Fry and the Villa Airbell, a chateau outside Marseille, where so many of the people involved either lived or visited. They were in terrible danger and lacked even basics like coal and meat. But when André Breton would host a Sunday open house, leading the residents in surrealist games in the drawing room, Villa Airbell had the spirit of an artist's colony. During her 1995 visit, Sullivan also wrote the short story, Women of the Heart, about which she said, "The man is named Varian, but just because I love the name, I never imagined I'd write this book. He just sat at the bottom of my mind." The short story became the nucleus of Labyrinth of Desire, a collection of essays exploring the myths women live out when they fall in love, from Rhett Butler and Scarlett O'Hara, Don Juan, Doña Juana, to Diego Rivera and Frida Kahlo, Self-Portrait with Mirrors. While reading The Quiet American, Andy Marino's biography of Varian Fry, Sullivan saw the image that made her decide to write about the refugee artists and intellectuals and their rescuers. In the photo, like a pair of children, Fry and Consuelo de Saint-Exupéry perch high in the python-like branches of a plane tree. "This was wartime in France," Sullivan exclaimed. "What were they doing in the tree?" "They were hanging paintings." Quote, "That refusal to be cowed by fascism." But how to tell such a huge and sprawling story? In a flash, Sullivan realized that she could organize it around a year in the life of Villa Airbell. Other than Carrington, few of the refugee artists were still alive. One of the most important sources had to be Vladi Serge, the painter who, as a young man, had been rescued from France along with his father. From Canada, Sullivan made an appointment for an interview at his house and studio in Cuernavaca. Upon arriving in Mexico, she was told he was not there. He had been rushed to the hospital with a fatal stroke. Sullivan had missed him by a matter of minutes. Nonetheless, he had left her detailed instructions on whom to meet and where to find archives. Sitting in Coyoacán's Café Mojeli, I told Rosemary Sullivan that what struck me the most about Villa Airbell was the way she described the confusion at the time, how throughout the 1930s, people had a sense of normalcy until, as she puts it, in a moment the world collapsed like a burnt husk. "I meant people to read this book in terms of now," Sullivan said, "because it can always happen."
Viens avec moi à Paris. On va marcher dans la rue ensemble.
Leonora Carrington died shortly after this interview in May of 2011 in Mexico City. Villa Airbell is available from HarperCollins. You can read more about this work and Rosemary Sullivan and her website, www.rosemarysullivan.com. You can read this original article and others about Mexico in insidemex.com. And you can read more of my works and find more of my podcasts on my website, cmmayo.com. Thanks for listening.
J'adore chansons de la rue.